The FA Cup has given Harps fans plenty to cheer about in recent seasons, but not tonight. Their hopes of a run in this year's competition ending at the first hurdle. Bows won by 3-1, goals either side of half-time helping them to victory. The big talking point from this tie will be the way Harps conceded those two Bows goals. Ollie Horgan giving a debut in goal to new signing James McKeown, but the former Grimsby Town man had a night to forget, spilling the cross which led to Bows going 2-0 in front through Josh Kerr on 42 minutes. And while Harps got themselves right back into the tie as the game entered injury time at the end of the half through Eric McWoods, goalkeeper McKeown failed to deal with another Bows cross on 47. His indecision under a cross saw him just palm the ball out to Junior Ozokwe, who couldn't believe his luck when presented with the simple task of converting from close in. In fairness to McKeown, he could do little to prevent Bows from taking the lead when the excellent David McDade stroked the ball home 19 minutes in. Indeed, he made a brilliant double save to deny Bows a fourth late on. The visitors were the better team, but Harps, who also gave a debut to former Galway player Gary Bowlin in midfield, played well in parts in a tie that was decent to watch. However, once Bows got their third, even so early in the second half, they looked safe. This match was one of 8 played in the first round on Friday night at the Belfield Bowl. Cockhill Celtic lost out to Premier Division UCD by 3-0. Former Harps player Michael Gallagher from Letterkenny scored the UCD third. The home side had taken control of this tie with 2 from Tom Lonergan in the space of 4 minutes shortly after the half hour. So, double disappointment for the Donegal sides tonight. Bunnagee are in action on Sunday against Pike Rovers at Dry Arch Park. Kickoff in that one is at 2:00. On Saturday evening at 5, Derry City play Oliver Bond Celtic. And Euro Kingpins Sligo Rovers play Wexford at the Showgrounds on Sunday evening. That game is at 6:00. Dermot Doherty for Highland Radio Sport.